I just want to give credit because I did this project along with Cheryl Peterson from the American Nurses Association and Paula Jacola, who's the senior director for external medical affairs for Pfizer, and then Nancy Dillon Link, who's the chief operating officer for the National Nursing Centers Consortium. And I have no disclosures to make. The whole purpose of this study, the two centers that we did that were among the first in the country to have nurse practitioner managed clinics that were NCQA qualified in terms of patient-centered medical home. And so there was interest in looking at that and evaluating us from that perspective of clinics that had nurse practitioner and RN care manager teams. And we picked two primary care clinics in public housing. One of them initially was with Temple University and one with LaSalle University, but both joined this federally qualified health center under Public Health Management Corporation so they could become FQHCs and be sustainable. And we were really looking at African-American women 18 to 60 years of age who were diagnosed with diabetes, hypertension, and or I should say hyperlipidemia, where they were at risk for cardiovascular illness due to a BMI of greater than 30. And we had 116 within the study. These are the two old centers in public housing. They've both recently moved to beautiful new facilities. The one with Norris, which was Temple's, moved from 3 exam rooms to 13 exam rooms just a few weeks ago, and the other a couple months ago from 5 to 12. So they're expanding within their service to public housing and also homeless. When we developed the intervention, we first went and got IRB approval for a focus group. And then we went back and got an IRB for the intervention and a post-intervention focus groups. We really wanted to ask the women how we could help them improve their health. And that's where we started. And so at each of those groups, we had 8 to 10 patients. And we asked them, and I'm going to share with you what they told us, how we could help them. Then we designed the intervention based on that. And they actually asked for individual help. So our intervention was individual coaching by RN care managers. And then we analyzed the process and outcome measures. And then we had a focus group at the end at both centers to measure whether they were satisfied with what we provided. So pre-intervention, they expressed confusion and concern about medication use, diet, and self-management of diabetes. I am on 2 medications for my blood pressure and 3 for my diabetes. It's back and forth, trying to get the results they want. You have to stay stable. You have to eat breakfast on time, and you have to eat between meals. They stressed difficulty adopting a diet that would allow them to lose weight and maintain a better blood sugar level. Sometimes I get nervous, like when I don't eat, I realize my sugar is low. It can go under 70. That's when I feel it. They indicated family support was important to their efforts to take medication. Something I don't think it's important dropped. And eat better and try to be physically active. I love junk food, but my husband doesn't let me eat it. My granddaughter or daughter will call me and ask, Nana, did you take your medicine? They identify areas of self-management with which they needed assistance to improve their health outcomes. It's easy for them to tell you what you need to do, but hard for you to do it. Eating right, exercising, reducing stress. Some of the pills make you nauseous and sleepy. So the intervention really was to look at their self-management goals. And the self-management goals they had indicated they were interested in was stress, exercise, nutrition, and smoking. And we did see a statistically significant increase in self-management goals related to those areas. We did not see that with smoking. And I think the reason for that is for meaningful use, smoking was a requirement that you ask about. And therefore, we already had a large number of self-management goals related to smoking. We did see statistically significant improvement in LDLs and number of cigarettes smoked at 6 months, and then LDLs and cigarettes smoked at 12 months. These individuals were helped when they came in, but they didn't. If they didn't come in, they got coaching over the telephone. But, of course, we didn't get their measurements over the telephone. So with the new technology in the future, we might be able to do that. So we only took the measurements that were at the points of 6, 12, and 18. And this was consistent with their self-management of stress, nutrition, and exercise. And smoking a lot of times was, of course, related, their smoking, to stress. And then at 18 months, we did see statistically significant improvement in systolic and diastolic blood pressure, which is a longer-term impact, with also consistent with their self-management goals of stress, nutrition, and exercise. Improvement in LDL and the number of cigarettes smoked was not significant at 18 months. We had clinically significant outcomes at 12 and 18 months, and that we had 39% having a reduced BMI at 12 months and 60% at 18 months. But, of course, we had others that went up and down and varying amounts. And hemoglobin A1Cs, there was a 47% that had a reduction in A1C at 12 months, but only went down to 25% at 18 months. Now, one thing I want to say about the women in the study, too, the average BMI was 38. So you can see that we're not working with a short term. This intervention, they need help over a much longer time. We also used the SF-12 medical outcomes, and we did a pre versus post intervention evaluation. And we used the SF-12, which is a shorter form, which really gives the perception of the patient's own health, their perception, in general health, physical functioning, bodily pain, vitality, social functioning, role limitation, physical and role limitation, emotional, physical health, and mental health. And we had statistically significant positive changes in bodily pain, role limitation, emotional, social functioning, and mental health, which, again, is consistent with the statistically significant increase in self-management goals related to stress. And from the RN care managers reporting when they were working with the women that stress was primary, and they really couldn't move on to other self-management goals until they helped them with their stress. In the focus groups at the end, they expressed better understanding of medication use, diet and self-management of diabetes, hypertension, and lipid levels because the RN care manager took time with them and helped them set monthly goals. Some of the quotes from the sessions, because I didn't have a clue what was going on with me being a diabetic, and you really took time out to help me. You helped me out with my smoking. I'm now down to half a pack per day. Meeting one-on-one with the RN care manager provided very personal, individualized assistance in taking small steps to improve their health over time. One of our RN care managers always used to say, baby steps to big changes. That was her mantra to the patients. My cholesterol is really good. Like, I was shocked when my heart doctor told me it was perfect because it was sky high. Me with the junk food, and I stopped. I drink water, and I eat a lot of vegetables and fruit. Both parents and children supported patients' efforts to take medication, reduce their stress, eat better, decrease or stop smoking, and to be more physically active. And some of the quotes were in the focus group, all my family stopped smoking. My mother started buying more healthy stuff for the whole house. RN care managers and clinic staff are encouraging and caring when you have insurance and when you do not. I love this clinic and program because a few months ago my insurance ran out. No one would provide my medication, but here the nurse practitioner went to the back and gave me some. The RN care manager is very dedicated and sincere. I feel it's more than just a program to her. And some of the things that they said, and they meant it very supportive, but one of the patients said that the nurse, the RN care manager, bugged her all the time. But she meant it in a good. In other words, whether she came or she didn't come, the RN care manager, took the time with her. So the challenge is that the African women in the study were residents of public housing or homeless, so they had limited, and some of their self-management goals were very simple. In other words, they would decide to get off the bus 2 stops early. And the nurse would work with them. If they said in the beginning, I'll get off 3, she'd say, well, how likely do you think you're going to do that? And they'd say, on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe 5. They'd say, okay, let's try 1 stop this week. And they did that with whatever there were. They came into very small steps so they could meet with success. These were women who were uninsured or they were on medical assistance. And if they were uninsured and it wasn't just they were obese, but they had a diagnosis, then the social workers would help them get insured. I was privileged because I audited the records of the low-income women, and it really put them in context for me in terms of the complexity with which they were dealing. STDs were prevalent. There were more than a few women that had diagnosed with tuberculosis and were on treatment. One of the women was shot when she was in the program. A lot of physical abuse, emotional abuse, substance abuse. One even shared at the ending focus group that, to the whole group, that she was an alcoholic in addition to other areas. Maggie had really helped her in that area. And loss of employment and homelessness. So they had a lot going on in their lives, and yet with it, the complexity, they responded very positively to selecting their own self-management goals and being supported with the individualized coaching with the RN care managers. Now, Public Health Management Corporation, who owns the 2 clinics, they're committed to work with these women on a long-term basis. As I said, with BMI of average, when I'm saying average of 38, there were several women with BMIs of over 50 in this group. So they need long-term, and we really, I think the study proves the evidence that we need a longitudinal study that would really have a larger sample. It will go on for at least 3 years to evaluate both the impact of intervention on achieving and maintaining outcome goals, and also documenting the cost per patient for the intervention. We didn't start out looking at cost, but we decided in the future we could do a time study. But I did do a little work by just looking at the percentage of the time that the nurse care managers, and I took their salaries and benefits, and they spent 40% of those time, these RN care managers, working with these patients, and then divided it by the 116 just to get a crude estimate, and it was about $800 per patient over the 18 months. And for some of the dramatic changes, I think it's well worth that expense. And I just want to acknowledge the National Nursing Center Consortium, Public Health Management Temple, the American Nurses Association, and Pfizer. And ANA and Pfizer supported some of the part funding to the National Nursing Consortium, and we are members, and that's how we got involved. And I'll answer any questions. I should escape out of this for you, right?
I haven't leaved there. Okay.
Pardon?
The
contact. Okay.
Recording.
I should stay right there. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes.
Great presentation. Thank you. My question is logistical. How many patients did the nurse case managers manage on average?
Well, we had 116 in this. So they were each managing a little over 50. Close to 60, 50 and 60 patients.
Did you have a lot of dropouts?
We really didn't have dropouts because they were very interested, but they didn't always show up for their clinic appointments. But we only kept them in if they showed up. So we had 160 at the beginning and the end that at least had telephone contact, sometimes weekly or more often, but they didn't always show up for their appointments. Yes?
Are they still continuing to see these women, or
No, the RN care manager is still there, and they're still working with the women. They probably aren't as aggressively working with the women, but if the women are responsive, they're coming in, and they are still doing some phone calls. I mean, we're really committed. We are patients at a medical homes, and we're committed to do that. So I would say it's not as intensely monitored. And we really thought we should go back and look. You know, go back, we could pick up on these same women and gather some, you know, some future. But we really do need a longer-term study. Yes?
You use the term RA case manager and health coach. Are you talking about the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. And how to ensure, what preparation should they have, and how to ensure fidelity in the intervention or consistency in the way they approach it?
All of our clinics that I work with are part of the Pennsylvania Chronic. We have a chronic care initiative. So the RA and care managers have been through learning sessions over the past 4 years, and they 4 times a year they go off with other care managers from across the state. Monthly they have a phone call that they work on, and this is with the statewide. And then 4 times a year they have a learning session where we bring the RNs, but also the nurse practitioners and the rest of the staff together. And then for these sessions, we started out every week. We have phone calls to them, and they also come together. And what we've done is then we started doing one conference call and one in-person meeting. And so they very much shared tools that they used that were successful. And we also, Pfizer asked for those tools, and they're going to use them in South Africa with another population. So when they found something that worked with one person, it was an option for everybody. But they did have a lot of support, and we have a collection of tools that they can use.
Are you able to share those with others who want to
get them? Sure. If anyone wants to get in touch with me, I would gladly do that.
Okay. Just one more question.
It's a medical outcomes, and it's public domain. It was developed under a federal grant, and
the
patient fills it out, and I think it's pretty widely used. If you Google medical outcomes, you know,
okay.
Short form 12, you would find it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.